Hey, greetings everybody, this is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Wow, it has been quite a week. We had a long street preach, many hours in 2 days. Then we had some discipling with a young brother and lots of online ministry, discipleship, all types of things. Trying to get back to normal. It's been quite a week. We'll talk about that more. Want to talk today about a topic that came up. Holiness in the home. Holiness in the home. It's about the standards that we as saints are to uphold inside our homes. You know, over the years, as we've been striving to be believers and also in ministry, we've had many people tell us, like, they believe they can ease up and kind of let down their normal standards of being out in the public when they're in their houses. And we want to talk about, is that really appropriate for children of God? This topic got raised recently, but it's come up year after year after year all the time. We hear it all the time. As saints of God, we got to cling to the truth of God's word, right? Always. Romans 6:19. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. So the word of God tells us we're to strive in righteousness and holiness always in all things. We're also called to be blameless, right? Philippians 2:15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. How do we shine? Yeah, we got to come out and be different in all our ways, be separate, holy, obedient. 2 Peter 3:14, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. All right? Now, in this home life, it's very important. How do we know this? Well, the Bible talks about an elder, teacher, leader should be blameless. Titus 1:6. And if any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. So blameless. That word in the Greek, anengletos. It means above reproach, without fault, unaccusable. Yeah, it means blameless. Exactly what it means. Good English translation. So we need to be that for the Lord, who redeemed us with his own blood, blameless in all our ways, even inside our homes. We're going to talk about that. Now, this topic confuses me, because I believe, as a man of God striving to be holy, striving to obey, striving to teach, I believe the home should be the place where we raise up God's standard and hold it high and maintain it, not where we lay it down and be slothful or ease it up or get sloppy. And I'm just going to say that. I don't think that should be what happens in the home. Let's talk about some examples, now that we read some scripture. Let's talk about some examples that come to mind that we're talking about holiness in the home. Let's say we don't talk foolish. Paul calls it vain jangling when we're out in public or when we're around other saints, right? We don't do that. Well, you know what? We shouldn't do that when we're in our homes with close family members, should we? No, we should hold the standard the same, just as high, to be blameless. How about if your children, when you go to a store or you go out in the world, out to a park or something, that they're very well behaved? Who allows them to come home and to lower the standards and let them be bratty in front of siblings or in front of the parents or in front of anyone else that would be there, letting down the standard of obedience and honoring the parents? No, we hold those standards way up high in the home, even when the doors are closed from the world. How about if we redeem our time every day and we guide our eyes when we're out in the world and when we're with other saints, right, having fellowship? Well, what should we do in the home? Should we be reading swill or watching things we should not, now that we're in some setting of privacy where we can relax? No, we hold God's standard high, set nothing before our eyes that would be vile, right? So we can be blameless. How about if we dress biblical while in public, men, women, children, whatever, Shouldn't we do that at all times, even around close family members, in the house, behind closed doors? Or do we lower the standard and teach them somehow that there's a different standard for being in the world than when you're around close family members? No, I don't think that's true at all, that we're not going to remain blameless if we do that. We'll get to the private places. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. What is a private place? We'll talk about that. Men, let me give you an example. If you're a biblical godly man and you believe you should wear a long untucked garment, a tunic, an untucked shirt to cover up your form because your wife wears a dress to cover up her form, you shouldn't be walking around in a t-shirt and boxer shorts in front of your children. You shouldn't. No, that's hypocrisy. What lesson are you showing your children? That we can see each other's unbiblical dress? That God isn't in the home as he is when you're out in the world? No, we have to be blameless in all of our ways. It can't be lowered in the home. And if anything, it should be lifted up and maintained in the home, not sloppy, not letting down our holy ways. When it comes to dress, this is our temple. No compromise when it comes to our temple. How about this one? Ladies, if you believe in and practice the biblical head covering, which we teach and practice, you should be covered around your children, even in the home, lest you be inconsistent in what a covering is, what it serves as. Otherwise, you're lacking in your Christian duty as a mom, as an example, as a follower of Christ, and you're not going to be blameless. We have articles on all of this about dress and head coverings. I'm not going into the details on the theology of dress and head coverings, but I'm saying we shouldn't be lowering our standards when we're in the home. We need to maintain them, keep them so we can be blameless and teach our children how to live and how to walk. Now, I want to be clear here before my enemies and my retractors say, oh, look at what he's saying. We're not saying in the middle of the night, 1 a.m, you got to go to the bathroom, that you can't go without your head covered, or you can't go unless you put your tunic on. It's not what I'm talking about. I understand the spirit versus the letter in those situations when all the children should be sleeping. You should be able to slip in the bathroom, come out. I get it. Those times are very rare, right? How many kids are up at 1 or 2 a.m? It depends on your house, I guess. I hope your kids aren't up at 1 or 2 a.m. unless they're sick or something's wrong. But what I'm talking about is this. The minute you step out of your bedroom or bathroom, we're going to talk about private places in a minute, bedroom or bathroom, in the regular daytime functions, breakfast, taking showers, whatever's going on, you should live, act, dress, and be godly, holy saints according to the scriptures. The personal standard, the example you're trying to set, to walk and be blameless, to cover your form, to cover your head. Yeah, I mean, I have a question. Who walks around half-dressed outside of their bedroom or the bathroom? I mean, I raise children. I'd never teach my children to run out in their underwear, ever. Always have clothing on. Even when I didn't teach biblical clothing, I still taught them how to clothe themselves. We should always be teaching the children. They should be appropriate and biblical around siblings and around parents, because we're all being taught and trained up to be examples, right? Two posts. 1 Peter 5:3, be examples. I know that's talking about elders, but we're striving to be examples. I can tell you this, in our van life, Sister Debbie and I, in our ministry, the second I get up out of bed, yeah, I don't wear a tunic to bed. The second I get up out of bed, my tunic's on. And I'm ready to go out into the world if I have to preach, to talk to people. And even when it's just Sister Debbie and I sitting and talking together, and she may not be covered for the short period of time when we're relaxing, Sister Debbie is always ready to quickly put on a head covering. It takes her like 10 to 15 seconds. Yeah, she has a simple way she head covers. Now, she can't wear it like that all day. It will slide off. Then she would do it more permanent. But she's quickly always ready to head cover so that she can be blameless. She doesn't say, oh, I know this brother good, I'll show my hair. Or if we had children, well, I'll show the children my hair because they know I have hair. No, we need to be showing appropriate ways between us that match God's word and ways. Now, my point is about private places. This is an important point. We're striving to be biblical in all our ways for God's glory, to be blameless. if we had small children, we would be acting holy, obedient, sober, covered, biblically dressed, always when we're before them, in most all cases, to train them up. We're not coming out of our bedroom till we're dressed appropriately. They shouldn't come out of their bedroom or bathroom till they're dressed appropriately. This is how you set the standard for their future life as adults, honoring and glorifying to God. Let's talk about privacy, private versus public. I believe, I want to clarify this, when I talk about privacy, I think there's only two real places of privacy in this world when it comes to biblical standards. Ready? Bedroom, bathroom. Yeah. I believe in a home, that's the only two places of real privacy. Bedroom, bathroom. Those are the places you can let down completely, totally, for whatever business you're doing in there. I won't even talk about those. I think you get the point. Everywhere else is public in a home, especially with small children around. Now, if it's just mom and dad, no children, then a lot of your house would be private. I get it. But if you have small children, middle-aged children, teenage children, outside of the bedroom and bedrooms and bathrooms, these are public settings. You might even have visitors that come at times. Eat dinner, maybe are in the kitchen with you, on the porch with you, wherever. So we need to be presenting and living and acting biblical, maintaining our standard always outside of those private areas. Remember this, parents. If chaos and disorder is in your home, like, oh, around shower time, it's really hectic and everybody's running around not properly dressed or covered, or breakfast is chaotic because it's the first thing in the morning, this disorder causes slackness in biblical holy ways. It causes chaos and disorder. What? God is a God of order, 1 Corinthians 15:33, not disorder. You want to make sure that you get this set up properly. Train your children. The older ones help the younger ones get appropriate. The older ones should already know how to be appropriate when they enter a non-private space. This makes total sense when you're honoring God. I mean, who are we to change what God ordained if we love Him, John 14:15, keep my commandments, to say, well, it's too hard, it causes too much trouble, there's too much chaos, do I really have to do that? And, you know, we're going to do a separate teaching on specifics on like dress and head coverings and talk about this because it came up. So that's not for this audio. This audio is for just generalizations in the home. And I want to do a disclaimer here. Yeah, I'm going to admit something. I'm kind of in a place in my ministry and my walk after many years of doing this where I kind of entering into times of righteous anger over these things. Yeah. Over the years, not just recently, not pointing anyone out recently, over the years, multiple, many, many times a year, we come into these what I call milk issues with people that have been in the faith a long time. They should know better. And these claim believers who complain about, I got to leave sinful family members that claim Christ. Do I really have to dress biblical and get rid of my old worldly carnal wardrobe? Do I really have to cover my head? Nobody else does it around me. As if it's some kind of a great monumental deed or a huge sacrifice they're doing for our holy God who created us, gave us grace to live and didn't kill us, redeemed us and offered us eternal life because of Christ's shed blood. You know what, folks? Go read Romans 12. It's your reasonable service. It's nothing special you're doing compared to what Christ has done for us. Yeah, I do. I have righteous anger about this. Paul says, do not sin in your anger. I just had a young believer, a brother, turn back and go back to his sin and vomit after much, much time with him. One of the reasons why, I don't really want to have to change my dress. He likes wearing skinny pants and tight muscle shirts and booping his hair up. He doesn't really want to dress for God. Yeah. That makes you righteously angry after what Christ has done for us. We just spent 2 days, 24 hours preaching and witnessing at a fleshly Christian music festival. You know what we heard over and over and over? It had to be 150 times. Well, why did we have to give up our sports and our hobbies and our carnal music for God? We love all that stuff. Can't we love God too? How corrupt and shameful. And I'm tying this into Christians who would lower standards in the home because it's too much trouble. It should not be too much trouble to obey God in holiness. I got news for all of us, and I'm pointing to myself too in my house. Judgment begins in the house of God and in us. Paul said, judge yourself, you won't need to be judged. People are dying all over the world due to their faith, and people are moaning about milk issues. People are in prison all over the world for their faith. People are moaning about these milk issues. People are being tortured for the faith. People are complaining about these milk issues. People have surrendered everything to go preach the gospel in the streets and disciple people, and they keep running into people that complain about these milk issues. These far less weighty, all sin matters, but I'm going to say these far less weighty milk matters are what I'm talking about, that some complain about. They really have no basis, no standing in the big picture of serving Jesus Christ in holiness and obedience. Again, it is shameful. I get righteously angry. I end up rebuking people about it. And I think rightly so, because I want better for them. I mean, after all, God bought us with a price. Do you understand that, saints? You are not your own. 1 Corinthians 6:20. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Yeah. So I confess that righteous anger. I got to make sure I dole it out properly, lest I get in my flesh. But I've had to do everything we ask people to do. I know how hard it is. But you know what? I just focus on Christ and what he's done for me. And it was not that hard to do these milk issues. I'm just saying it. And keep them maintained in the home. Now, I did not raise godly children. Admitted. Yep, confessing, I didn't. My children were all gone before I was born again. I can promise you, if I had godly children today, they would not be in the non-private areas of the home, bathroom, bedroom, not dressed properly, not covered, not acting properly, nor would I be. The standard would be set very high so that when they go out in the world, they know the standard. They keep it at home. They keep it in the world. They honor God with all that they are. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, holding the standards of God very, very high. I have a saying, maybe it'll help some of you. Always lean towards God and holiness. Don't lean towards your sin, flesh, and the world. Get that? So you get all these gray areas. Oh, when should I cover my head? Exactly. When should I wear biblical clothing in the home? When should I let my children do this or do that? Here's the deal. Fall on the side of holiness and obedience in all your ways. And if it is a gray area and you're not sure, do it for the glory of God so you'll not be in sin. Hey, when you do this, what? You will be blameless. That's what we're talking about. Holiness in the home and being blameless before God and our witness before the world. This has helped my house strive in holiness. And unless someone can show me where I'm missing it, I'd love to. Test me. Show me what I'm missing. I'd love to repent and get it right for God's glory. I like how the psalmist said it. Ready? Psalm 63:6. When I remember thee upon my bed, I meditate on thee in the night watches. Yeah. Daytime, we're about God. Oh, we're supposed to be meditating even in the nighttime. Don't let yourself down, your guard down, either at night or in the morning when you're first getting up in your family situations. If we're about God's ways every day, and we're about his ways at night, by the Spirit, by the truth, I'm not sure why we don't carry ourselves in the same proper biblical way at home as we would out in the world. There's not a different standard. It's just not that hard if we order our lives and we kill our flesh and we teach all biblical truth without compromise. Jesus said this, ready? Who is his family? Those who do the will of the Father, right? This means in front of them, in public, you're acting fully biblical at all times, aren't you? Yeah, so your brothers and sisters are your family, right? And you cover your head, you act appropriate, you dress biblical in front of them. Well, why do you feel at home with your other family the need to dress down? You don't need to. Yeah, we're going to cover that in our other audio. Take a shower, get your stuff done, be appropriate, go back out into the public setting of the house. Yeah. It's not that hard if you order it according to God's word and standard. Jesus also showed us he hated hypocrisy. Go read Matthew 23. He called the Pharisees hypocrites, I believe, 8 or 9 times. Yeah. And children, this is for you parents with small children, they are really, really quick to see hypocrisy. Oh, I remember that about my children, even though they weren't godly and I wasn't godly. Man, if dad didn't hold a standard and they saw a contradiction, they were right on it. Children are very smart, especially children that are seeking after things of God. They have quite a standard and they test things. Nothing stumbles little ones worse than hypocrisy. Remember that. God hates hypocrisy. Easing up on your biblical ways at home, whether it's an evening, breakfast, whatever, it creates a bad, unfertile ground for holiness, growing deep in sound doctrine, for maintaining yourselves in your faith walk. Don't do it. I would plead with you, saints, to test your home life, to see where you're letting your guard down, to see where you're not leaning towards God and truth and holiness, but you're leaning towards flesh and ease. I do have a question. If someone new to the faith followed you home, let's say you gave somebody a gospel card, men, and they said, hey, I want to come home with you, see your house life. They hung around your family. They were just walking all around, everywhere, outside of bedroom and bathroom privacy. Remember, that's really the only private place in a home with small children. Would they see blameless, holy saints in training, like the small children, all striving in purity, killing their flesh, walking in all the ways of God, to obey him fully and honor him because of his death, burial, and resurrection, what he's called us to? Or would they see compromise, sluggard, lazy, slack ways? Yeah, because we're at home and it's just easier to do it this way. That could deceive them, stumble them. That's a good question. You need to ask that of yourself. I'll ask that of myself. Could someone follow me home to my van life and see me doing something inappropriate in a non-appropriate place? Yeah. Sister Debbie and I will test ourselves. Jesus also said this, Matthew 5:48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. That word perfect, bad English translation. It really means mature and complete. But you know what? We are not mature. We are not complete. If men and mothers, if we let our home life with children go lacking, go slack, let down our guard, let down what God's called us to, because it's easy, it's more comfortable, it's too hectic, it's too hard to plan and have more order, or for many, many other vain reasons, it's not appropriate. It doesn't honor God, and it's going to lead your children to see compromise. It's going to lead them to not be disciplined. Hey, to follow Christ and be a disciple, you need what? Discipline. Don't come out of your bedroom. Don't come out of the bathroom until you're appropriate to be seen by your siblings, by your mom and dad. If you train them up that way, they are going to guard themselves out in the world and walk holy and walk in total obedience and maturity. You won't stumble them. You won't confuse them. That's my charge to you today. Test yourself in all of this. We're going to do that audio, talk about the specifics and some situations that have come up. I'll link it to this audio as well. I hope that's blessed you as you're all striving for the kingdom of God. Remember, we all must strive. We all must obey. We all must be Bereans and scour the scriptures to with a readiness of mind to see that which is true. And then it's not enough to know it and read it. Yeah, we have to obey it in all areas of our life. The only place to let your guard down is in those truly private places. And unless somebody can prove me wrong, I'm going to say it's the bathroom and it's a bedroom where no one else should have eyes to see. But everywhere else in a house where there could be visitors, siblings, other people, let's be on guard. Let's walk blameless for this holy Savior. Hey, we love you all. I hope that's blessed you. Till next time. Go out and have a glorious day. We're getting back to regular ministry. And we got some other events coming up too. So always in, always out of these events. Always in and out of discipling. Lots of challenges. Wow, this is a roller coaster ride in ministry. You're up in the morning and somebody slams you down in the afternoon. And somebody lifts you up in the morning and you get slammed down again. You know what? That's okay. You know why? Because Christ keeps us on the level by his word. And by his spirit and by his truth. I hope that's ruling in your home today. Till next time. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.